Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Good afternoon.
Happy How Friday. Are you? Plans for the weekend?
I'm on the telly on Sunday morning, so I don't do much. I have to behave myself.
Which TV?
In Ireland AM.
Oh, your brilliant.
In Ireland AM.
Yeah, great.
So, yes, I'll take it easy.
Yeah, you know,
you certainly won't be gardening or doing anything like that with Storm Kathleen coming.
No.
I had planned to do more power washing. Kathleen will do it for me, I think.
There's nothing more satisfying than power washing.
Oh my God, well, someone told me you should put a bit of cleaning agent on it as well. I was just power washing last weekend, but if you get the cleaning stuff on it.
I got that before. I actually got the one that came with the power hose.
Oh, very good.
I don't know, like sort of, it's not very liquid, but it's a fancy sort
something
of a
like that.
Solution yeah, thing. And yeah. Oh my God, it's amazing.
It's very satisfying and stimulating to look at, I have to say.
This is a very mature grown-up conversation, isn't
it? We're in our 30s.
Yeah, you know you've really, you know, turned that corner when you're talking about power hosing.
And I've also started buying flowers as well.
So stop. The other Shane.
We're growing up. That is, of course, the Sawdust.
Yeah.
So we're going to Galway for our first story. It's a great story from Galway BO this week involving Galway and actually Cork as well. So the phrase "go easy, sham" apparently is said a lot in Tuam. We don't call people sham in Kildare.
We do in Ballyshannon, though. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've never heard of sham before. We don't do it in Kildare, as I say, but apparently it's big in Galway and parts of Cork as well, it would seem.
Right.
So what they've done is they have road signage, which has magically appeared in Cork, and it's safe to say it's brought a smile to the faces of folks from both Galway and Cork. The sign, it's a road sign, a stop sign, was installed on a slip road near Mallow over the Easter weekend, and it says on it, "Go easy, sham." It's a warning, not approved by the RSA.
No, I wouldn't imagine so.
It gets the message across that you should slow down a horse, I suppose, and not go as fast. And what they reckon actually is in the area, it's probably doing a better job now than ever before at getting drivers to slow down, because people are stopping and slowing down to have a look at the sign. But people in Tuam are very happy about this because it's a phrase used in Tuam and also in Cork. And apparently you can't spend too long in either area without hearing plenty of uses of their favourite S word, sham.
Yeah, it's a big Ballyshannon word.
Really?
Everybody is sham. I don't use it.
Okay.
I don't think
it's
any of my friends call me sham. No, it's sort of like, you know, like it's a greeting to, you know, instead of saying, well, how's things? How are you getting on? It's, well, sham.
Some of the lads in Nace, we would say well head or well horse.
Oh, really?
This would be well sham.
Well sham.
Yeah.
Not overly fond of it, if I'm honest.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, it's a new one on me.
But look.
Big in Tuam, apparently.
Yeah, the local parochial slang words that people use in towns across the country. We want to hear about them today. 087 1400 106. Why does it always rain on me?
Is it because I lied when I was 17? But we'll all be singing that this weekend.
Yeah.
Kathleen, I feel.
I presume that's why we're playing it.
It's not really, actually. It's to do with the story from Loud and the Argus Online reporting this week about a poor cow. Or actually a poor bull, I should say, not a poor cow. I'm sure people who use the M1 will be familiar with this. It's the famous Brown Bull of Cooley sculpture. It's on the M1 between junctions
17
and 18.
Yeah.
So you know the way we have these art installations on the motorway because they're so boring to drive on motorways. At least it's something to look at, I suppose. So they put in this bull, the Brown Bull of Cooley. But this bull sculpture in Loud, its health has been raised at the March meeting of the Dundalk Municipal District.
Of the statue now?
Of the statue, the health of the bull. Because Councillor John Riley says the bull has been lopsided for some time and needs veterinary assistance. It seems to have got damaged in some other storm last year.
Yeah, maybe Kathleen and straighten it back out then at the weekend.
That's what they're wondering. So the bull is a victim of the weather though, because a senior engineer has told the council meeting that the bull, which was created by local artist Michael McKeown, is due to be taken away for repairs. But the council can't get in to remove the bull because the rain has left the surrounding land too wet to bring in the machinery to move the bull. So once it stops raining, if it ever stops raining, they're going to try and bring in the equipment to move it when the weather improves. And it's going to take a month to fix the bull.
A full month.
Yes, big
Yeah, it's funny the different sort of statues that they have along the motorways. I think it's in Carrick and Shannon is the one with the lady. the Carrick and Shannon
I didn't
bypass. Cop
it. I was on that road last weekend.
Am I that right, or am I mixing that up with somewhere else?
There is a
I'm sure a listener will tell us.
A sculpture of a woman down on the new Mallow Bypass.
When am I in the Mallow Bypass?
Yeah, this was only installed last week.
Right, well, it's definitely not that I mixed. Somebody will correct me for sure. Somebody will know about that.
A lot of money. Some of these can be up to 100 grand.
Oh, yeah, they are for sure.
But it's just so we're not bored on the motorway.
You're talking about transport services in Limerick.
We are. Dial a Ride. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Now, it's not what you might think it is, dialing.
I was about to continue on that sentence
to
say.
Calling a friend late at night or anything.
What
like that.
Context is this in?
Dial a Ride is. Limerick Leader has this story that they want to bring in Dial a Ride in the area. So the idea is that it's a demand responsive bus service. So you ring up and you say, hello, I need transport, I need to book the bus, and a community bus would come pick you up and bring you around. So they're talking about places like Mill Road in Limerick, where there isn't the bus connects. So this is to serve all the local areas in Limerick. And representatives of the National Transport Authority are now going to have to appear before councillors over plans for the service in Limerick. The members have agreed to seek an update on the measure. It was raised before, at the time of bus connects, which was changing public transport in Limerick. They brought up the idea of Dial a Ride. Clearly nothing had happened with it. Mm. And now Labour Councillor Conor Sheehan saw a motion passed seeking the NTA to appear at the council to explain when you're going to be able to dial a ride in Limerick.
Okay, good stuff.
It's really a very special place. Great course, great hotel. They've been treated well, just like I've been treated well. This has been a great success.
What's happening in Doonbeg? I want to know because I'm actually going there.
Oh, are you?
This weekend.
Okay, well, it's a gorgeous place. Have you ever been before?
I was there for a wedding 2 years ago, but I've never stayed in it. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I stayed in it before. I know there's a lot of controversy because of who owns it. I will say it's a fabulous hotel. The staff are lovely and they're all local and it is wonderful Irish service. So that obviously was the voice of Donald Trump. The Irish Times has this story about him and his Doonbeg hotel. And they're talking about a 2 millimetre protected horrell snail, which is called the Vertigo angustior. And questions are being raised about that snail's impact around plans by Donald Trump to do up his Doonbeg Golf Resort. So Donald Trump's team wants to put in new pickleball courts and other resort improvements. And now they're being asked to do a full survey about the impact on the 2 millimetre snail of these works. Clare County Council has written to Donald Trump's company requesting a report on the potential for the proposed works to impact on the snail. The reason why the snail is so important, it's protected by the EU. So they're
going. How many of these snails are there?
Well, there's millions around the world, apparently.
But how many are in Doonbeg? Actually,
it says there's millions in this article, there's millions at the course. So even in Doonbeg, have a look for
them. I'll have to look for them now and sundew them down.
Anyone, 2 millimetres of
snail sighting.
Donald Trump did say before in 2014, after he bought Doonbeg, that he would be a friend to the snail at the site. And now he has to do a full survey about what impact there will be. We should say locals have written to the council urging them to grant Donald Trump planning permission to the new application. They obviously very aware of the contribution Doonbeg makes to their local area.
Enniscorthy, questions there about wheelie bins and lazy parking. Go on.
Yeah, Enniscorthy Guardian has this story from Wexford. Kind of a moral question for us this week in the paper. Have we lost our way as a society? It's quite a big question to ask.
In general.
Exactly. Well, it's the view of one public representative, and he's blaming haphazard parking and lazy householders. This is an Enniscorthy councillor, John O'Rourke, who questions whether we've lost our way as a society. Speaking at the March meeting of the Enniscorthy Council, he said people with disabilities, including those with impaired vision, were suffering due to the actions of others. What he's saying, you will get calls on this on Lunchtime Live the whole time. In housing estates at the moment, there are bins that are being left out after being collected on the footpath, blocking access for people. It could be 3 or 4 days afterwards before they're moved. Also, he says that people can't get up onto the footpath. They're having to zigzag in and around the wheelie bins. And he said parking spaces in the town are a hot topic, and some motorists were taking upon themselves to create new ones and parking on footpaths. So he's giving out about loads of different people.
Mm. Don't talk to me now about residential parking.
I know, it's a huge issue.
It's a major issue for me at the moment.
And
on street parking.
On street parking. And then if you have a visual impairment, it's blocking the footpath too. So he's sort of saying we need to have a bit more consideration for other people.
People just need to stop being lazy.
Yeah, and think of others.
Absolutely.
And even bring in the wheelie bins. So obviously you get your bin collected, the bins aren't sort of thrown back up on the footpath. The idea, you bring it in straight away. People are leaving them out for 3-4 days in Enniscorthy.
Finally, I want to know, has anybody spotted this star in Cork?
People come up to me in the street more about the holiday and the episode of Extras that I did than Titanic.
Is that right?
I promise you. Especially at Christmas. And actually, what's so lovely is that mothers and daughters come up to me in the grocery store and they say, oh, Kate, we just love the holiday.
It is a good movie, isn't it?
The Holiday.
Yeah, Kate Winslet.
I used to like it and watch it last Christmas and actually do.
Yeah,
that.
It's not the worst of those sort of
yes.
Hallmark movies.
That's Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
The clip we played. This is Cork and there's great excitement over the celebrity guest. Are you able to cook?
Do you know, I'm not the worst. I've improved.
Mm.
Yeah, I think actually, do you know what? I'm doing myself a disservice, right?
You can cook.
I can cook. Okay. I'm a good, I can put up, I can definitely do a nice fancy meal for you.
I've seen your pictures on Instagram, yeah. The meal.
Yeah, I think I'm doing myself a disservice here. No, I'm not Ballymaloe standard.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. But well, I always tease that I'd love to do a cookery course. Mind you, this one, it's a bit expensive.
I did one in, was it out in Black Rock? It was a one evening course I did. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And Dublin you do learn cookery tips. School. Yeah, yeah. Like you learn to cook a nice fancy meal.
Yeah, this is what Kate Winslet's hoping to do. So she's in Cork, in Ballymaloe. It's big news from the Irish Examiner this week. Kate Winslet in East Cork doing a course at Ballymaloe Cookery School with a friend. She was spotted in the nearby village of Ballycotton earlier this week with Rachel Allen and Isaac Allen of Ballymaloe. And apparently herself and her friend have stayed at both Ballymaloe House and also the nearby Ballyshane Coastal Retreats. She's doing this cookery course with Rachel Allen. Now, as I say, I'd love to do one. It's quite expensive. So if you want to do a 2-day course with Rachel Allen, €865 to do the course, and then you pay for your accommodation afterwards. So,
but I presume you get to eat the food.
Oh, of course you do. Yeah, lots of it as well.
All €860 worth.
Yeah. Now, the course started on Wednesday. It ends today and it was already sold out. So in case people were hoping to catch a glimpse of her, you couldn't go in and do the course.
I'm sure you got some land though, you know, for the people who are on. I don't know how many's on each course, but if you went in there on Wednesday and, you know, everyone has to give out their name or wear a name tag and Kate Winslet sitting beside you.
I tell you, they picked a perfect week to do it.
Yeah.
Hopefully she's really trained up and had to cook now. No word if she's going to Cove, because obviously there's a Cove connection with Titanic.
I mean, yeah.
She's probably sick of talking about Titanic
sure
now at this stage as well. I do know a couple of people who did Ballymaloe. One, she's an incredible baker now. Her caramel
really I'd say it's next level stuff. Like, I'd imagine, look, it's expensive, but I imagine it's, if it's something you're into, it's an investment and it probably brings you to next level cooking, you know.
Another friend of mine did 2 months down there, cost a fortune, but it's restaurant quality chefing.
We'll get an invite to theirs for dinner then.
Hopefully.
Shane Beattie, have a great weekend. Thanks a million for telling us about all the stories happening around the country.
Thanks a mil.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.